Vomit Aleph. Let's look at the Ran, about halfway down the page. Guf Amar Biyochanan. So we're going back to Biyochanan's halacha, that he said everybody needs das except for Mechusa Kapora. Hikshu Matosis Hatanan Meister Perka Ishim Kaddish. Behema Shinim says me Yerushalayim, let me delay later. Zchorim is loyalist. So if you find an animal between Yerushalayim and the area called Migdalater, and you find, say if it's a male animal, you mark it as an oilab, female animal, you mark it as a shlomit. Means we assume clever v'yikrivu alma ein shichem das. So over there they're doing it without the das of the bailab. But here too, the hosim, Tosis answers, the hosim shani kivin nebad. Once it's lost, and the Bailam is aware that it's lost, so das Bailam hu shekol kohen sheyirtze lahakriv yakriv. So that there's a standing das, that's what the Bailam wants. Okay. So the Morris says, Elamayatza, yabi odom chathis chelav achaber, lom amr belozer, loyosu veloklum. So, well, it just says that if your mafresh chatas chelav chaver, it doesn't work. Because a person is maybe alish to shaita. So what's the answer? Meshum de'ein donan epsher, mishi epsher. So you can't compare the two. You can't compare a case where we have no option, a woman who's a shaita, to a person where you have an option. So therefore, learning from a katan to a gadol is not any better than learning from a shaita to a person who is pikeach. The same way you can't learn from the shaita to the pikeach, you can't learn from the katan to the gadol. That's the worst question. And if you could learn from the katan to the gadol, why can't you learn from the shaita to the pikeach? Some more answers. Isha shaita hechidami. Okay, one second. Let's go back and understand the scenario that you're talking about, that you're saying you don't learn from the shoita to the pikeach. What's the case of the shoita that we're talking about? We derive efsher from efsher. So therefore you can learn from the katan to the gadol. Alright, so why don't you learn from the shoita to the pikeach? The my damer the omer that which said the bihuda the other may believe to shaita the chathas chelav kamer can't be referring to chathas chelav, it must be referring to carbon your lettuce, which is under Birchon's din. Why? How did it was referring to chathas chelav? So you're saying you should learn from the chathas of chelav of a shaita to the chathas chelav of chaver, which we don't do. Well, there's no such thing as a chathas chelav by shaita. So what was he talking about bringing a korban for alishtoi? Shaita is referring to covering your lettuce. How do we know there's no such thing as a chathas chelav by the case of the shaita? The chathas chelav, yefshir, it can't be the hechidami. Rekim and she patura, yefshir, she yavi ba'al olel. So since she's not chayiv in Mavanashach, if she's a shaita when she did it, she's not chayiv. If she was the case of a pikachas when she did it, and she became a shaita, so the vayter is not, it doesn't work. That the person loses their chiyuv at that point in time. From the fact we see in the Gemara says that when it's considered a dichui, in a case where a person was mafresh the korban is not considered nitcha from havo, which means that at this point in time there's no chiyuv anymore on the person. So there's no such thing as the husband bringing a korban chatas for his wife who was a shaita, except for the case of Yoledis. So there's no case of chatas of bringing a chatas chelev without das. Okay, we're back in the Gemara. Elamayato. 15 lines up. Last word of the page. Last word on the line is Ella. Next line. Me'ato. Yavi adam pesach achaveroi. The korban yud that you can learn out from the katan to the gadol. From the katan, which we have no choice. the Torah's mechadish that the father can bring for the child who's a katan, so we're saying, well, you can learn from the katan to a gadol that there's no need for das. So do the same thing by Pesach, that the law is that a person can bring a korban for the children of the person are included in the korban. So you mean he's bringing the korban Pesach for his family, for his children, even though they're katanim. So actually, able to, according to you, if you can bring for a katan who doesn't have das, you can bring for somebody else who's not related to you without das. So elamayata yabi adam Pesach achaberish can adam maybe abonav abonoisa baktanim. And Alama Omer Balazar Hifrish Pesach Achaber Lo Yosu Klum. A person's mafrish a Pesach for somebody else without being appointed, it doesn't work. And but he can bring for his, so what's the answer? You don't learn out from a katan where there's no other option to a gadol where there's an option of shlichus. And you can't do it without a shlichus. So then Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. You can't learn out from the being a korban for the katan to a case where the person could appoint him a shliach, and you could have das by a gadol. Okay. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Celebes obus is lav derais. That which by Karban Pesach we bring for the children, the person it takes the set for his family, that's not a chiyuv d'oraisa that he has to bring for the katan. Okay, which means that they can eat from the korban without being mamun on the korban. A korban Pesach, a person has to be mamun on the korban Pesach to eat from the korban Pesach. That doesn't apply to the family. And Rabbi Zeira says, how do I know? Umimai. From where do I know this? Mitnat. Arma Labanav, Hareni Shechet as a Pesach, Al Mi Shiyala Mikem Rishon Yerushalayim. So he decides he's going to make it like a little bit of a incentive program to get the kids to go more quickly. He says, I'm going to be bringing the Korban Pesach. Whoever gets there first, whoever gets there first, he's going to be the one who's appointed with the father to eat in the Karban Pesach. Shekim Sheikh this Rishon Rebbe Rosha Berubay Zocha Bechelke Umazake Es Echav Imoy. So when he gets there, he gets his portion, and all the brothers join him. Okay, so where it says the Amrit celebes Ovis is the Raisa. He puts in the celebrate, he adds the word Ovis. Abisrakoi umazakalahu. After that on the Shech, you can't appoint anybody on the Korban. So the case of here he's saying, I'm going Shechting, when you guys get here, you'll get a portion. It's too late. They have to join the Korban when the animal's still alive. Okay, so the answer is that they don't need it to be mamuna. They're part of the father's schus is to give to his family, but it's not idea of shlichus. So what's the purpose of this whole story? Alama luhu, dhamma luhu. So why is he telling them this this phrase of why is the father telling them this idea of being mezaka them? Kilazar is the mitzvahs. He just wants to mezaris them to go quickly, but there's no real act of minui taking place. Okay. So use the lashon of zrizos, don't use the lashon of zachu. So apparently, if it had been the issue of being getting a portion, the brides would use the lashon of they were zoicha. It's not a fair phrase. The phrase of deraisa and lav deraisa means to be the responsibility. The person has to be mezaka them into the korban. So when he says he takes selavis always, he has to mezakeh each person into the korban. And lav deraisa means that there's no, the pasuk when he says you should take a selavis always, the Torah is not giving you a chiv that you must be mamana them because they don't need a minu. They're automatically included with the father. The father has a right to take his meat and give it to his children. So there's no act of being, he's not being mak of the korban on that, because they're not really, they're not apportioned on the korban. Okay. You'd have to do a kinyan, and that would be, that's maybe our discussion. That you need, the father is without their das being mamana them on the korban. So you see, you can be mamana somebody on the korban without their das. So actually, then the Morris question is fair. So I can do that for the ketanim. Why can't I do it for my next door neighbor without his das? You can do matana. Could be deeper as if not, but the point is there's das. I can't do it without his awareness. Okay, we're holding on the Ran on the first wide line on the Ran. Elamayata yabi adam pesach chaber ledidoch the denisa efsher mishi efsher. So again, Rabbi Yochanan learned out from the case of a katan where there's no other option. There's no das by a katan to a gadol. That where there is an option of das, and Rechon says, you see, you don't need das because if it works for a cotton, it works for a gadol. So you're comparing an efsher, the gadol, where it's possible to have das, from the efsher by the cotton, where there's no, where it's impossible. So according to that, why can't you do the same thing by the pesach? And it says, Allah is lo yosa klum. If Reuven will appoint Shimon on his korban without Shimon's das, it doesn't work. Shesarach shimana imahem midaito. He has to join them of his own volition, his own decision. So, and you can do it for the children. So why can't you do it for the this other individual? Elamai, you say you don't compare katan to a gadol. So Rechon is wrong. Some rabbis there, no. Shelav esav is lav deraisa. Lo elam b'chi hai donin. No, we do learn from a katan to a gadol, from an efsher to an efsher. You can't, but you can't learn from Pesach for a different reason. The celebrate Shabbos lav deraisa, which means when the Torah ain't aktanim srichim lehimonis b'seh in bnei chabura, they do not need to be. All minui is when the animal is alive, means they actually become a member of the korban. They don't become a member of this korban. They eat even without being apportioned before an animal, a portion on the animal. Davagadain Pesach Nechel Elalim Nuyov. We have a rule that the Pesach can only be eaten by those people who have joined and been mamuna on the animal when it's alive. Hani mili beruyim lehimonos. People who there is a concept of meaning on them, they're gedolim, they have a chiyuv. They cannot eat from this korban unless they've joined into the korban originally. Avaktanim de la b'nei hachi, but the ktanim which have no such chiyuv to be part of the korban. So less than both, there's no problem giving it to them even though they're not mamuna. So somebody who has the mitzvah of minui has the isra of not being mamunah. But they don't never have the mitzvah of minui. They don't have any isra not being mamunah. So they're eating meat because they're eating meat. Arm of the bottom. I'm going up. When I get there, Eshkar is a Pesach. And it'll be for whoever gets there, and it'll be, I'm designating now, that'll be whoever gets there first. So, Bistrakoi, Kishola Zekar Nishkat, by the time the children came, the animal had been Nishkat already. How can they join in? Which was all Darshan, when it's still a set. Once it's shechted, it's no longer a set. It's meat. So it's already bisra, and you can give them a portion. But to me, it's a question. Heichu av mezaka leechad mibonav achar shechita. Okay, so how can he give anybody a portion? Inami. Hayu mezaka lehem. Ahu ben Sha'ol Rishon Koi. And even if you tell me that he made a braver situation, he said, I'm being Bimana, you on the animal now. Whoever gets there first. Which one? We'll find out later on. Braver. Okay, but even if he could, that but Hechem Zachal Echov, how did the other brothers join? The Bisham Ihu Zachi, you can remember Kivan Shola, Rishon, Huber, Shekish Nishkan, Pesach, Olav Nishkan. The, like the Debreira, we're designating that it belongs to somebody. We'll see, whoever wins the race, that's the somebody. But that's him. The Brisa says he's zoicha for himself and for his brothers also. Where they get a portion? The more there discusses this Brisa in the context of Breira. The more says that must be that nobody needs a minu on the korban, none of the children. So what's this whole story about? The goal over here is just to say, you know, you need to run the do mitzvah. So whoever gets the first, you're the winner. You've done the idea of running for a mitzvah. If the banos reaches, well, tani banos zochu, and the banim loy zochu. The point over here wasn't a real kinyan, a real appointment onto the animal, but rather it was just a question of to just encourage them. Yeah. So Mishnah said Tarmish Rumoisa, which again I point out originally that the order of the Gemara's discussion is interesting because we would have sort of expected that the first piece of Gemara should discuss Tarmish Rumoisa, but not the Din of Korban, which is the second case of the Mishnah. I don't know. No, so Gedolim need a minu.
Okay, so Gedolim need.
Yeah. Even children, right? Now they have a chiyuv. The point over here, the more is they don't have a chiyuv, they don't have a mitzvah. So that which they're eating from the Karban Pesach does not require a minui. Once they're a gadol, they have a mitzvah. So now they need a minui. Not because of an ownership issue. It's not a mominess issue. It's a mitzvah issue. Yep. The term is trumoisa. So he can do this truma. The madir can be mafresh truma from the mutter. Okay. And the Mishnah says that he can do it ladaito. So ladaito can mean. So again, so Reuben is the mother. Reuben asked Shimon for benefiting from him. Shimon is the mother, and Reuben is now being turned Shimon's truma. So the mother is doing it for the mother, and it says Ladaita. Ladaita could mean the das of Shimon. Ladaita could mean the das of Reuben. It's not very clear what it means. So now the case of the mission wasn't clear. Another thing that wasn't clear was, so you mafra shuma, what do? You take this big pile of tebel, you take some of it off, and that is truma, rezu truma, and that's truma. Fine. It's also possible that I could, if I have two piles, I'm the owner, I have two piles, I can be mafresh from pile A for pile B. What about if my neighbor wants to be mafresh for both of us? So I say, no problem. You know what? It's all tevil. You're mafresh on your pile for my pile. Also works. Let's say that my neighbor wants to do it for me without asking me. Say, my pile is terrible, his pile is terrible. He says, you know what, I'll be mafresh, I'll be mafresh for my neighbor also. Save him the extra tabua. Does it work or not? Does the neighbor to do that, I'm being mafresh from my grain on somebody else's pile. So my hafrasha should work, that his tabua should now be mutter. Does it need das or not? Mirmina, give the skusuloi lotzer das. He's saving the neighbor money. So it's like zochen l'mishlo b'fono. I can be authorized to be mafresh truma for you, based on the concept of schia. It's a benefit. So benefit creates a shlichus.
Finds out later.
What?
As long as he finds out.
Yeah, and we'll tell him afterwards. But the question is it or Dilma Mitzah delay he
Menichale Dilma Mevde? I mean, what if he doesn't find out? I mean, he does this thing, he thinks he's doing well, he's helping, but he's...
What's that? So, we have Beryl and Shmeryl and neighbors. Shmeryl says, I'm going to do Beryl a favor. And when I'll be mafresh part of my grain, which is tevel, for his grain, which is tevel. Now his grain is no longer tevel, and he's allowed to eat it. So then Shmeryl does it, and then he tells Beryl, that's what I did. Right? He doesn't, his goal was to save him money. He's not telling him, doesn't gain anything. Obviously, that's his goal. Right? So you want to know what will be the case of Shmeryl dropped dead and never told her? I don't know. We'll figure it out. Okay, but it's not our shot. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. He lost his mitzvah. He has a mitzvah for Rosh Hashanah. He took away his mitzvah. That's the Moreh Shaila. Even if he gets what?
Even if one tells the other, would he not be taking away the mitzvah?
Well, then, well, he tells him, so he's getting permission. He's making a shliach.
After the fact.
The Moreh Shaila is, can he do it without telling him? Not informing him. Can he do it without requesting permission to do it? Okay, but better phrase it. Can he do it without? Can the action be done without das?
Even though you're helping, can the action be done without das? And to the mudra's benefit.
There's no mudra matter over here.
It's to the second gentleman's benefit.
Well, yes and no. He saved money, but he lost the mitzvah. That's the Moreh Shaila. So, can I do this action? Can we assume that I am authorized based on schia, or not? We can't assume it. So, I'm not authorized. I need shlichus. I cannot be without the partial shlichus. I cannot take off your truma. So, if I want to go into your field and say, "Wow, you know, this whole thing of tevel, I'm going to save you the tircha of taking off the truma," I can't do it. I need shlichus. Remember, we had a kedusha. The source for truma, one of the sources for the din of shlichus, is from truma. Atem gam atem, gam l'rabbi shlichachem. That's how we learn out. You can there's a din ketruma gam atem. We learn out from the word gam that shlichus works. So without that's the source for shlichus is truma. The more has three sources for shlichus: kedushin, pesach, and truma. And the more it goes to why you need all three cases. So one of the sources for the whole din of shlichus is truma. So I want to go into your field and take off your tevua without being pemuna. It doesn't work. That's no shot. The question is, I'm doing you a favor. I'm taking off from my tevua. I'm a very big tzaddik. Well, so that's very nice, but where's the shlichus? Oh, schia will schia create shlichus since it's a benefit. The same way I can be kind of something for you. You didn't appoint me a shliach. Schia makes me your shliach. So let the schia make the guy a shliach. I'm saving you $50. Right, that's a schus. Yeah, but I lost the mitzvah. So is this considered a schus or not?
So, okay,
there's a din of mina mukaf that they have to be next to each other. That's not makabidi yabbi. So I can forget about two neighbors, right? Reuben has two fields, and he does the process in each field separately. So he has one pile of grain in Chicago, one pile of grain in Texas. He came out for one for the other.
So
the question is authority, right? So now, if my neighbor is shliach to use my pile for him, it also would work. Well, he wasn't mamanami. I wanted to use schia to do that, but at the end of the day, It's not a question of ownership, it's a question of authority that we're grappling with. So Morris says, okay, now, so that's the shaila. Toshma, let's bring a right from our Mishnah. So he can do it ledato. So Morris says, who's ledato? Who's doing what for whom? Are we talking about the matter is using the mutter's grain? Reuben is using Shimon's grain, and Shimon appointed him a shliach. So that's what ledato means. And the Mishnah is saying you're allowed to be his shliach to do that, which we assume before I cannot do you favors and do shlichas for you. So why would that be okay? So what's the case? That Reuben used his grain for Shimon. So he's Mama's saving him money. So how's that going to be mutter? So what's the case of the Mishnah? So the Morris says, "Ladai to the man." No, I skipped a step. V'mayaskinan. What's the case? Ilay mamin balakri al shabalakri. What's he doing here? Michelle balakri al balakri. So that Reuven is the matter. Shimon is the mutter. Shimon owns the grain. So he's the balakri. He's the owner of this pile. So Reuven is going to Shimon's pile and taking from Shimon's pile for Shimon's pile. So he's using Shimon's grain to be mafresh truma on Shimon's grain. The Mor says, "Uladaito." And what does the word "ladaito" mean? "Ladaito the man." "Silem ladaito delay" means the Reuben doing it on his own decision without a Shimon asking him to do it. So man shavli shliach, who appointed him a shliach. So that can't be. "Eladaito" has to mean "ladaito the balakri," that he's doing it with the understanding the balakri wants him to do it. It means he made him a shliach. Says, like we said before, then Reuben is Shimon is not gaining any tavua, but the act that Reuben's doing of shlichus for him is a form of giving him a benefit. He's doing the action for him, so it can't be the case. So what's the case? Elam shaloy al shalchem al shabalakri. The Bab puts in the word bal. Reuben's taking from his grain for Shimon. So Morris says, okay, now we'll die to the man. So again, so what's the case? Did Shimon ask him to do this? If he's doing because Shimon asked him to do it, Viter, Shimon's he's functioning as Shimon Shliach. It must be that the case is Reuben doing on his own. And so therefore, what do you see? So the Bach puts in the Amr Hatar Mishalal Shechaber Tzarek Das. If you tell me that when a person takes Umishal Termal Shachabero, the Yamrit Sarkdas, Hakabahanale Viter, he's doing a shlichus. Allah ain't Sarkdas. So what do you see? That Reuben can do this on his own without Shimon being involved at all. So the Mor says, if that's the scenario, we understand the mission. The Ron's going to say, well, isn't he saving him money? So that's going to go back to the case of prayer. Right? Is this a form of getting rid of a chayv that he has? That's we had. That's the flow of the Mishnah. It's prayer chayv, meshiv David also, shorkel shikloi, tarim is truma. Right, so all he's doing is saving him the cost. In regards to the shlichus element, which the Morris assumes once he's appointed to be a shlich and he's doing it because to represent another person, that act itself is a form of being mehanahim, which is awesome. So you see from our Gemara that Tar Mishal al Shechaber does not need das; he does not need to be appointed a sheikh to do it. So Morris says no. Really, the case is the first scenario, which you said originally. You said can't be. No, it could be. So for that's not our discussion in our Gemara is a case Reuben's taking from him his item for Shimon. The case of the Mishnah is talking about Reuben's taking from Shimon's item for Shimon. So the question is, he's doing shlichus. The same way Rava answered a different type of question, that's saying that by you don't need a meaning shlichus, you just need a statement, I don't mind if you do it. So when is it considered a problem of mother and mother when he asks him to do it and he does it based on the person's request? So that's a form of being mahanehem. When he's just saying, I'm agreeable to anybody to do it, and then somebody comes on their own volition and does it, that's not called hanoah by mudr. And that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Okay, let's see the round. Right, and service would be a problem if he's asked to do it. Maybe he does it on his own, it's not a problem. That's what we're saying. So the result is not the issur, the issue is the action. The person is agreeing to listen to me, gives me a certain pleasure, whatever. That's what the issur is. I didn't ask him, he didn't know, I'm not involved in directly, that's not a problem.
So the fellow has to say that he doesn't mind? At the end, last thing you said, he has to say he doesn't mind.
Well, so there's two different issues over here. There's a halachic issue that of authority. Nothing with mutter and matter. I can't go over to your pile and take off your grain without you making me a shliach. That's Truman needs shlichus. Well, goes and says, well, great, now you have a problem. If you need shlichus, and point him, and he's doing because I asked him, that's also by Mutter Anna. Moore says, no. But shlichus, you don't need over here by Truman, you don't need that, you should point him. As long as I don't mind, I'm agreeable to whoever does it. So even though I don't interface with that person at all, I make this big sign on the shul. I got a pile over there. Whoever wants to do it, I'm happy. That's all I got to say. So now, anybody does it is authorized to do it. That deals with the shlichus issue. But it's not a hanoah because I didn't ask him and he didn't agree to do for me. So that's not the hanoah that was also by mother and daughter. No, it works as shlichus. But it's. It's mitzvah by Yosef and Bishlucha. It's better to do mitzvah on your own, but you don't lose the mitzvah totally.
So we're saying that Zohar al Adr Shal Bafan doesn't work with the mitzvah.
Correct. Top of the page in the round. Since there's a schia, we assume that he becomes authorized just like a shliach would be authorized. Or no, there's a mitzvah element which he's affecting him. So Morris says, what's the case? It says Ladaitoi. Elaim Ladaita delay on his own das. He's taken from the Balakri on his own decision. The high term man shavish liach. Where's he get all? How's he authorized? Well, Darshin and Matem Ladaitim, Afshachachim Ladaitim. So Morris says the same drasha of Atem Gamatem. So Morris says it says you and the word Gam, which is Marbel Sheikh in the same pasuk. So we compare the two. Just like you, when you do something, it's with your intent. So when your Sheikh does it, it also requires your intent. What? Yeah. Eladaita the Balak tree, it has to be that if he's taking from the Balak tree, that the Balak tree asks him to do it. Once he's doing shlichus, that's like we said before, that's considered being mahanehem. So what the case has to be? It has to be that Reuben's taking from his own pile. So Moshe says the Viter, but whose das is it? If we need Shimon's das, he's acting as he's acquiescing to the request to do the shlichus, which is aser. That's the hanoah. Must be Eladai to Nafshei. The Torim is on the Reuben, who's the Torim, is using his pile on his own intent. L'chashina le'mahana, kivin the midaita of it. So it's not. So in regard to the act, and I didn't ask you to do it, so that's not considered a hanor that he's doing it for me. Well, yoyv lemidi lemudah, he's not giving him anything which is considered a tangible benefit either. Now we're forced to say the mission is like Chanan. The Rabbanon, after the Ligora, the Aser, the Rabbanon. So the Rashba says, and this mission will go like the opinion that he could be Pireya Choyva, like the Mor said before. Because the Rabbanon, you can't be Pireya Choyva, you can't save him the money of the Truma either. Okay. Okay, well, in Europe, I feel the Rabbanan. So, Rabbanan, I can come up with what, that this case, even according to Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, he can't pay off the chayv for him, so how can he pay off the truma for him, which is a form of paying the chayv? The kima the asik will come on, the more's next shayla is, so there's look of something called Tevis Hanno. Simple case of truma. So the person Reuben, it's Beryl's field. Beryl is mafrish. He has many bushels. He's mafrish a bushel of wheat. That's his truma. So what does he do with it? He has a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the kohen. The truma belongs to the kohen. It's not really his. What does he own in it? He has the right to choose which kohen. Well, that's worth something, you know. When you need something from the kohen, you know, I could choose many kahanim, and I chose you, so that creates a relationship. I can get some benefit from you, so that has value. It's called tevis hanor. It's a relationship, which is so. In our scenario, the more wants to know, the more is going to ask a shayla. When Reuben is mafrish, not a case of mutter and mutter. Reuben is mafrish from his kri for Shimon. Who gets to pick what happens to the truma? Who gets the value of that benefit? Reuven does. And well, that's more Shiloh. I mean, my fish are your pile. It's truma because of your pile, so maybe you get to decide. But it's my grain. I use my grain to make this truma. And then we come out that it belongs to Reuven. So it comes out that Shimon gained that his kai was paid. Shimon lost the Tevis Hanor. So the case of Prayer Chayvai, there's only benefit. The runner says, no. Over here, there's benefit and some loss. So even the Rabbanon agree that the matter can, in the case of matter, the matter can do it for the mutter. The Rabbanon came in the Asik Kamon, the term Mishalal Shechaveroi, Tevis Hanos Shal Tarem, he can remember the term, Losses, Losikoyan, should write to Miskabin. Why is he doing this? Because he realizes Shimon's not going to give it to that Koyan. And Reuven says, I want the Koyan to get. So Reuven does it to make sure the Koyan gets it. Come on, he's doing that, didn't have Sheikh of it. He's not doing it to benefit Shimon. His main focus over here is to make sure it goes to the Kohen. Kohen X. And so it comes out, even the Rabbanon would agree that's more daima to Chanan's idea that he's really just being Mavriach Ari. His focus over here is not to save him money, is to do something else. And Mavriach Ari is like a secondary. No. Let's hold around the let's hold it here.